Democratic socialist ousts incumbent Democrat in Colorado House primary upset. In a major political upset on Tuesday, Democratic socialist Melat Quiroz was declared victorious over longtime Representative Diana DeGette. At 12:03 a.m. Eastern Time, the Associated Press projected that Quiroz would win the race, defeating the long-serving incumbent. With 84% of the vote counted, Quiroz led with 49.3% to DeGette's 43.5%. While University of Colorado Regent Wanda James racked up around 7.2% of the vote, DeGette has not yet conceded the race. Thank you to everyone who showed up, knocked doors, and cast a ballot. Your voice is what matters in this election, and we'll make sure it's heard. It looks like we won't have final results tonight, but we'll keep monitoring the returns as they come in. I remain grateful for your support and for the honor of representing the city we love, she wrote in a post on X around 45 minutes before the Associated Press called the race. Quiroz's victory marks a major upset and follows the victories of two Democratic Socialist candidates in House races in New York. Democrats nominated Democratic Socialists Claire Valdez and Daria Liza Avila Chevalier in two districts, with endorsements from New York City Mayor Zoran Mamdani. Quiroz had received backing from progressive heavyweight Senator Bernie Sanders ahead of the election. Melat Quiroz has shown she is not afraid to stand up to corrupt special interests like AIPAC and Big Pharma, Sanders wrote in a June 28 post on X encouraging Coloradans to vote for Quiroz. She's exactly the kind of bold leader we need in Congress. But few expected a repeat of last week's New York elections to play out in Colorado's first congressional district on Tuesday night. DeGette's seat had been broadly presumed to be safe by observers in light of her nearly three decades of incumbency. DeGette was first elected to the House in 1997, the same year Quiroz was born. Still, the candidate had received warning signs in the closing days of the race. An early June poll by Data for Progress, a Democratic sponsor, had found Quiroz leading in the primary. The 29-year-old Ethiopia-born candidate is now poised to become the first woman who's a member of Generation Z in Congress. If she wins the November election in the heavily Democratic, Denver-based congressional district, she would become the youngest member of the lower chamber, a title currently held by Representative Maxwell Frost.